Welcome to Talks from the Bible. But fornication and all uncleanness are covetousness. Let it not be once named among you as becometh saints, neither filthiness, nor foolish talking, nor jesting, which are not convenient, but rather giving of thanks. For this ye know, that no whoremonger, nor unclean person, nor covetous man, who is an idolater, hath any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and of God. Ephesians 5:3-5. These transgressions, which were commonplace, were not to be named among the church of Christ in Ephesus. There is the lifestyle of the world and the lifestyle of the church. The church has been called out of the world into Jesus Christ, and therefore is to walk in the holiness of God. God has decreed that these transgressions would prevent one from entering into the kingdom of Christ and God. A similar decree was given to the church of God in Corinth. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. 1 Corinthians 6:9-10. Sin must be put away as we accept the gospel and become citizens of God's kingdom. These are a list of sins that are practiced by a multitude of people, and upon the practitioners of such evils shall come the wrath of God. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Ephesians 5:6. These sins are often glorified in our society, and are even found acceptable by some religious people. God has pronounced His wrath upon such evils, for these sins violate the very nature of God. Our culture may be indifferent to such evils, but God is never indifferent to sin. God is aware of all sin and promises His punishment upon these sins. But the fearful and unbelieving, the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars, shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Revelation 21:8. The church is to maintain a holy character. God has declared that concerning His kingdom, there shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. Revelation 22:27. Only those cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ will have a place in His kingdom. The kingdom of heaven is likened to a net that was cast into the sea and gathered of every kind, which, when it was full, they drew to shore, and sat down and gathered the good into vessels, but cast the bad away. So shall it be at the end of the world. The angels shall come forth and sever the wicked from among the just, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Matthew 13:47-50. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.